We are in the creation time, and our theme today is Jesus Christ, who came to save the sinners through the cross. That is why today we are wearing red color, in order to remember the cross. Why the cross is kept in the creation time is very important for us to understand that Jesus Christ came to this world to save the whole world, including all God's creation. So therefore, let us focus our attention to that. Especially to all the readings, Exodus chapter 32, then Philemon, then Psalms 51, and also in the Gospel of Luke, where we find a very common thing, that whoever repents, God is happy to forgive. Whoever repents, God is very pleased to forgive. That's what's happening in the book of Exodus, when God complained about the Israelites' disobedience and committing sin to Moses. In return, Moses says that, God, you have chosen these people and it is your people, and why are you going to destroy them? Rather, you save them, forgive them and save them. And in the book of Philemon, we find that Paul writes to Philemon requesting to forgive and accept Onesimus as a brother. And in the Psalms 51, we find that the Psalm of David, who raised his voice to the Lord and asked forgiveness for all his transgressions. And in the book of Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15, we read about there are two stories. One is the lost sheep and the other one is the lost coin. And here also we find that Jesus is telling in verse 7 of St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. So, the very common thing is, whoever repents, Lord is happy to forgive. So, it's very important, I think, for all of us to remember, we are born with sinful nature, and therefore we are always tempted to sin, and it is our belief that if we repent for our sins, God is going to forgive us. In our society, we don't like to let our children to play with the children who are named as or labeled as sinful or bad children, right? Parents, we do this, right? Okay, you should not play with that child. You should not go there because they are bad. We do this with our young people also. Don't associate with that girl. Or don't associate with that boy. He's bad. Right? So this something that we do in our practical life. But what I want you to think this morning is the purpose of the coming of the Lord Jesus into this world. Why did Jesus come to this world? In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 21, I think, it says that Jesus, the name, the meaning of the name of Jesus is who will save the sinner. Who will save the sinner. So the whole purpose of coming to this world to save the sinner. Now I said that we don't let our children to go and play with bad girls and boys. The main reason what we think is our children also will become bad. That is the main understanding. Okay. So keep that understanding apart and think about this matter. What are we doing to help or to save the bad girls and bad boys? What are we doing? Are we doing anything? Or is it, shall keep that label known? He is bad. She is bad. Or are we doing something to bring them out from that label called bad? Think about that. Because Jesus came to this world to save sinners. And that is why Jesus associated with men and women who were labeled again as sinners. It's a very common complaint that Jesus got. Because he went to everyone's house and sat with them and ate with them. So this became a very big offense to the Pharisees and scribes. Those are the law keepers. So there was a very big barrier between the Pharisees and the people who were labeled as sinners. So there was no association with them, no giving or no taking. They can't be guests, the so-called people. The sinners cannot be received as guests, or you can't go to their houses as guests. But this is what Jesus did. He went. Not only he went there, he went and ate with them. One of good example is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And Jewish people labeled him as a sinner. Honored him as a sinner. But Jesus went there. He said, Zacchaeus, come down. I want to come and to stay in your house today. So think about my earlier questions. What are we doing, or are we taking any steps to save these children, bad or so-called or labeled as bad? Or are we just leaving them? In this story of the parable of the lost sheep, we find that sheep's salvation and the shepherd's joy. When the shepherd found this lost sheep, he was full of joy. And he told the others also, look here, I found my lost sheep. Therefore, come and celebrate with me. Come and celebrate with me, because I am in a very happy, joyful mood. This is actually happened in the land of Israel. Shepherds go to village by village and spread this message. Look here, I found my lost sheep. Come. So the whole village came to his house to celebrate. And Jesus is trying to say, I also came into this world to do the same thing. And he did this even up at the cross. That was the price that he had to pay to save the sinners. So the cross is salvation. And the people of the cross are the people of salvation. Remember that. The people of the cross are the people of salvation. Cross is salvation. So Jesus had to pay that price on the cross. It's also very important for us to understand that repenting sinner is important rather than a law keeper. Try to get my point. Right? A repenting sinner is very important rather than law keepers. Or those who think themselves as pious. Jesus knew this joy of finding the lost people. And that is why he is telling this parable. Go and look for the lost one and bring them back into the fold. There, and he says, there will be joy, not only in your house, but in heaven also. So as Christians, I think we have to work for this. So hereafter, we have to take one more step forward to save those who are labeled as bad. Try to do something with them and bring them back. Bring them back into the fold. Because there are so many people today labeled as sinners. There are children, there are young people, there are adults also labeled as sinners. We need to bring this good news to them. Look here, Jesus is looking for you. Come back to the fold. Come back home. And the third parable of this passage of St. Luke's Gospel chapter 15 is talking about that. About who is that son? The prodigal son. The second son. The sinful son. The son who broke the commandments of God or the father. The son who was selfish. You can have so many labels for this prodigal son. But look at the heart of the father. He was not happy since the time he left the house. Even though he had the first son in his house, he was not happy. But when he was happy, he was that when he saw the second son coming back to the father's house. This is the heart of God. This is the law of Jesus. This is the practice of Jesus. Let us try to develop this discipline in our life as well. Let us pray. Creator God, we thank you for your divine words this morning to us. And here we commit and surrender all ourselves into your hands, O Lord, seeking your divine assistance to help the people who are being lost in our society. Grant us wisdom, knowledge, and strength and courage so that we'll be able to participate in your saving act in this world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.